Macmillan Audio presents Brothers and Sisters, the Allman Brothers Band and the inside story of the album that defined the 70s, by Alan Paul. Read for you by Alan Paul. For Kirk and Kirsten West, who opened the door, held my hand, and walked me into Wonderland. For my parents, Susie and Dixie, who always let me be me. And for Rebecca, always for Rebecca. Author's note. In September 2021, I flew back from Macon, Georgia, carrying a dusty suitcase full of hundreds of cassette tapes that an old friend promised would shed new light on the Allman Brothers Band and American culture. Kirk West, the longtime Allman Brothers insider, had recorded hundreds of hours of interviews with the band in the mid-1980s for a book he never wrote. Some 40 years had passed, and no one had ever listened to most of them, not even Kirk. I carried the precious cargo on the plane with tender, loving care, as if I were transporting sacred text. I had already started writing this book, convinced that there was a lot more to be said about the Allman Brothers Band and their impact on America beyond music, even after so much had been written about the group, including my own best-selling oral history, One Way Out. The era that was the most crucial, yet most underexplored, was the time just before and after Brothers and Sisters, an album recorded and released in 1973. It became the Allman Brothers Band's first and only true hit, pushing them beyond their devoted circle of hardcore fans to superstardom, as they rose above the status of great American rock band to become a national institution. The history of the album reveals a larger story, a story about the nation itself. I dug into the making of Brothers and Sisters and the events of 1971 to 76, stitching together a broader tale that explains how and why the band was so deeply influential during this period. They helped elect Jimmy Carter. They hosted the largest rock concert ever. They were at the center of events involving a list of who's who of American celebrities, ranging from Cher to the Grateful Dead. I did dozens of fresh interviews and extensive research, but my secret weapon was contained in that suitcase. Kirk's cache of never-before-heard interviews. The subjects were talking to someone they deeply trusted during a lull in their careers. In the mid-1980s, the band had twice broken up and had no plans to reunite. Everyone was bracingly honest, deeply reflective, and consistently insightful. When the Allman Brothers Band reunited again in 1989, Kirk became a central figure during their final 25 years together, serving as tour mystic, photographer, archivist, and historian, as well as conceiving and founding Macon's Allman Brothers Band Museum at the Big House. Before any of that, he was a major fan, researching a book and conducting hundreds of hours of interviews with founding members Dickie Betts, Greg Allman, Butch Trucks, and J-Mo, as well as crew members, wives, siblings, and promoters like Bill Graham. When Kirk got hired by the band, he shelved the book and stored his tapes in the two-sided case, which was stashed under a desk in his office and left to gather dust until he entrusted it to me. I digitized the cassettes and spent endless hours listening to the members and their extended band family tell their stories and share their thoughts. The interviews provided original insights beyond what I could have imagined, leading me to a deeper understanding, not only of this era, but of the band's entire history and the members' personalities and motivations, as well as their relationships with one another. There's a symmetry in Kirk's interviews playing such a central role in this book. He is the reason I became an Allman Brothers Band insider in the first place. Our relationship began grounded in mutual professional respect and blossomed over 30-plus years into one of my most valued and important friendships. Kirk was with me every step of the way in writing Brothers and Sisters. The sources for quotes used in the text are detailed in the book's notes. Anything that is not documented comes from my own interviews.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?